This is Mullets of the Darkly Damned, a Bandom fanfic featuring members of My Chemical Romance, Reggie and the Full Effect, and Panic at the Disco. Written by November Smith and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, with additional tags for vampires and meme. Summary. Oh, you know that meme. 2 is secretly a vampire. How does 7 react when they find out? This is ridiculous, but I had fun writing it. What can you do? Normally, Brendan totally would have written off James DeWeese chugging a bottle of blood was the thing. But usually, James chugged blood on stage and spit it back out afterwards. And normally, he didn't have fangs. Oh, goddammit, James said. Can't you just, scurry off to the rest of your baby band stoners? But this is so cool, Brendan said, bouncing. James eyed him unhappily and tossed the Red Cross blood bag in the trash. Oh, hey, isn't that a biohazard? Don't you have to have, buckets or whatever? Like in bio class with the pigs. I'm pretty sure you have to dispose of biological waste properly. James stared at him. Please go away. Seriously. Brendan said, hopping up on the snacks table, where, along with the Coronas and chips, James apparently also had a special delivery of bloody goodness arranged, which totally shut a hole in Zach's theory that it was way too much trouble to have bouquets of green pixie sticks waiting for Brendan at each venue. Surely it was easier to get candy than blood. He grabbed a handful of carrots and started munching on them, saying through a full mouth, you're not what I imagined a vampire to, look like. James put his hands on his hips and raised an eyebrow. I hope you're not saying what I think you're saying, littlest panic child. No! Brendan said, swallowing hastily. But, oh, wow, James' fangs were totally poking out and it was awesome. He sort of wanted to lick them, but he also wanted to run because if James drank his blood, Ryan would totally throw a complete jealous hissy. You're not as dark and broody as expected? Is it my birthing hips? James asked, but he was sort of smiling, though, so Brendan counted it as a win. Is that what throws you off? No one expects a vampire to have meat on his bones. Christ. It's such a pain, those fucking movies. Brad Pitt can kiss my fat, undead ass. Well, yeah, Brendan said. But it's more the Hannah Montana jumpsuit, honestly. Dude, does everyone else know? Does Ray know? I mean, he rolls around with you a lot. Is he, your blood-bonded sex slave? He was suddenly filled with concern because, man, enslaving Ray Toro was not on. Ray was totally, the nicest guy ever, and also the only one left in the entire world that would still play the Donkey Kong bongo game with him. He wasn't sure exactly how he could thwart James DeWeese and his evil guitarist-seducing ways, though. Because it was James fucking DeWeese. Even if he wasn't a vampire, James could probably break Brendan over one knee. James deadpanned. I'm slowly devouring the music industry one by one. First my chem, then the world. I was thinking of going after the cab next. What do you think? Turn them all into my Renfield minions. Dude, that is cold, Brendan said, affronted on behalf of his homeboy Cash Colligan. Give them, a few years to not be so, the cab. They barely even have facial hair. You're right, James mused. I don't think they're ripe yet. You, on the other hand. Brendan maybe choked on his carrot. James smiled at him, and cocked a hip suggestively.
So, Brendan. It's Brendan, right? How do you feel about blood play? Dude, I bet you'd be the specialist special brownie in the world.
Brendan was saved from having to reply by Frank poking his head around the corner.
James, what the fuck? Dude, we're doing sound check. Get your ass on stage, motherfucker.
Does he know? Brendan squeaked, and immediately regretted it when Frank whirled around and gave him a seriously scary glare. Brendan meeped and hid behind James. He figured if James was going to make him into a blood donor slash sex slave, he could at least protect him from terrifying tiny guitarists.
That was the duty of all good vampire masters, right?
He'd have to ask Ryan about the proper vampire etiquette for these situations.
Christ, fucking Mikey,
Frank said, grinding a palm into his eye and generally looking long-suffering.
He's not allowed to invite Pete along with us on tour anymore. Not if Pete's gonna bring all his children along. What is this, a daycare? Fuck. You think anyone would be mad if he ate Ryan? I think this one's Brendan, James said,
slinging an arm around Brendan's shoulders. He smelled like cigarettes and Corona and blood.
It was sort of hot, in a weird, overly manly way. Previously, the closest Brendan had come to being attracted to an actual man was when John had gone through that unfortunate lumberjack phase. And I think I'm gonna keep him. Look at his little face!
Brendan tried to make his eyes as big as possible. He was unsure that he really appreciated James' protection, though, now that James was giving him a noogie. Maybe he should have just thrown the veggie plate at Frank and ran. Frank stared at them both, nonplussed.
I will kill you, he told James. You are not bringing him on our bus.
Ah, whatever, James said.
You brought Mama. At least Brendan can play the piano, can't you, boy?
The end.